The quick, lethal slice of the blade robbed him of breath, and he gasped, clinging to that last thread of life he knew would fade away as he exhaled. Fire scorched down his throat, down his spine. The absence of pain, the absence of agony was torture in itself. He reached out, begging, screaming until his voice was raw. It wouldn't matter, though. It never did. The darkness surrounded him, clawing, digging its talons into his skin until he bled dry. It was the same thing every time. No matter what he did, he wouldn't save them. He'd watch him die and lose the connection to the one man who mattered. He pushed off the enemy and the cloying scent that meant the nothingness had found him, and ran through clay and mud to the man who'd fallen, the man who'd been his everything as a child.
Dad!
His screams did nothing. The man fell to the ground, his body burning, turning to ash. There would be no rebirth, no phoenix rising, only death.
Maddox, let go.
He turned at the sound of his mother's voice, the pain underlying her terror unbearable. She stood in a ring of fire, a sad smile on her face.
Let go, baby. Stop fighting.
Maddox Jamison jolted from sleep, a scream on his lips. Sweat slicked his back, and his hands shook. He let his face rest in his hands as he tried to throw off the nightmare as he'd done every morning since his parents had died. But it wasn't enough this time. He staggered from bed, his feet sliding on the tile when he got to the bathroom, his body still in a state of shock and sleep. As he vacated his stomach of whatever was left over from the night before, he closed his eyes, trying to will away the shakes. Soft hands rubbed the scars on his back, soothed his aches. His mate, his love, Ellie placed a cool washcloth on his forehead, and he leaned into her, his eyes closed. He knew she sat on the floor next to him, her back to the sink as she took the brunt of his weight. She would carry him through fire, had literally done that once before, just as he had done for her. Those days were over now, at least they should have been.